Last week we started the Mishnah. We spent the evening on the Ney of Belayla, basically. We have to go further down the road. And there's another part of the Mishnah, a Ney of Belayla, where Mahalach B'derech Echidi, and finally we will tell it. So finally we will tell it, it depends on the first one, it's a separate part or not. But actually, yeah, Mahalach B'derech Echidi is a separate Mishnah. All separate Mishnah, not flour, it's cloth. The Mishnahs don't list off examples. So this can't be a repetitive or the same idea. On the other hand, if it would have nothing to do with it, it wouldn't be in this Mishnah. So it has to be a related idea with an extension, something that's related to what we spoke about last week, what we saw in the first part of the Mishnah. But not same idea, another chiddush, a special idea that we have here on Mahalach B'derech Echidi. There are several aspects that need to be clarified here on Mahalach B'derech Echidi. Very short three words there. They have some there are several different akuras here that need to be clarified. One of them is, what's the significance of derech? Mahalach B'derech, what's it different than any, if the importance is Yechidi, so you can be Yechidi any place. What's the Mahalach B'derech Yechidi? If Mahalach B'derech is special, we need Yechidi. You need the two-part formula, Mahalach B'derech and Yechidi. And this is a dangerous situation. It's a situation that can result in Yishai Ben Ashrei. Either with the Mephan, leave it, or it's all without it. But actually, the pshat in the Mishnah actually is that in such a situation, a person has to have a special refuah for this situation, a special requirement besides the regular halacha of Lumina Torah. This is a necessary to be involved in Lumina Torah to take care of this problem, to take care of the serious situation where a person is in a dangerous situation, Mahalach B'derech Echidi. So that's what we have to try to understand tonight. So we're going to be going down a path of similar but different than what we spoke about Ney of Belayla. A slightly different emphasis, although it's more or less the same basic framework. Mahalach B'derech Echidi. A person goes on a way by himself. Now, has he done anything wrong yet? Is there anything special about that situation? That's exactly the significance of the situation. So this part, the Mahalach B'derech Echidi, has compared it to the Ney of Belayla. The significance of it, the way the Mefarshim explain, is that he's in a Mokum Sakana. And this is a situation where he's entered into the realm of Sakana. There are those that carry this over to Laila, the Ney of Belayla, we spoke about last week, but I think that we were able to understand a particular understanding of Ney of Belayla without the idea of the Sakana. Here, the emphasis is actually, yeah. The emphasis has to come from the fact that if a person is Mahalach B'derech, so then he's entered a realm of danger. Now this is something that in the Yesodos of Hashgacha Pratiyos is important to understand clearly, because it is a special example that we can have here of understanding many similar situations, many similar mahalchim in Hashgacha. Discussions on the subject are very lengthy. The Chazal, you have many places in Chazal, in Rishonim. But the basic question that would seem to be asked is, what does it mean? So, I'm a half a death. I'm allowed to go to death. I'm saying the death of Shus, let's assume.
and he's going to be very winning. But now we're...
The fact that you win for Dalki Yecherek Yechidi, that in and of itself is no reason why anything should happen to you, as far as Einish goes, right? So, Moshe.
Who's the Dosh?
Those examples, is something supposed to happen to somebody? So it could happen at home too. This could happen at home.
Something.
The Rosh Hashanah wants to do something, get you at home also. And if there's no Xayah, not over there.
Not yet.
Okay. Well, there's a Chazal already. Discuss it, the famous Chazal, Ashpuntin Achush, Shufaisi. There's an idea of a certain Kachay Gusasi Sakhar. That's actually understood. What does that mean? What does it mean? Something catching. That's his job. He does it 24 hours a day at all places and all times. He's out to say what he can. That's his job. That's what he gets paid for. That's his boss. That's his own. But there are two aspects to what this thing is, what Chazal are teaching us. One is that there are chalukim of chalmes, are chalukim matzorim. Here we're going to deal with mechamis because that's the case that the Mishnah is talking about, but the same thing matzorim. And two is that there are chalukim of the hanhogas who are fee in these situations. We'll start with number one. Halachli b'derech, b'yechidi part of Rav Chassis, actually. Halachli b'derech, as Marasis. Makara. What happened? So the Yisui that is the background for the understanding of the person's situation is to know something that we've already discussed in the earlier Mishnah, that a person, all existence, especially a person, exists within a framework, within a situation, which is part of the essence of his Mitzias. Mokin. When we talk about mokin, where a person is. So in physical terms, mokin by us is something that is very secondary. The mokin for my feet, so I have shoes. The mokin for my whole body, so I have a house. Right? The mokin for my house, so I have a city. If I don't like the shoes, I get one, I buy a new one. If I don't like the house, I buy a new one. And if I have some reason, of course, I can go to a different city, and it's like, it's Sakal in Gansen Ahichatims. In Chazal, in Torah, it's not that way. A person's definition in Torah, part of a person's definition, just like his name, everybody understands that when I call a person Ruin, or a person's name, it's not a perchance. But a person's name is part of the identity. The Atzmi is what a person is. I've got a cut, says in Chazal, that every father who gives names, the father gives a name. If there's an Indian of Ruach HaKadosh that has to come into the father's head, regardless of all the Chazbrenes, the family politics that went beforehand, but when the decision is made, there's an Indian of Ruach HaKadosh that the name should be given to one that is Be'etzim, the name of this person. Changing the name. The Dover Guru is done for people in dangerous situations, because it relates to changing the ethnicity of the person. Sora, Sarai, Avraham, Sora, Yeshua, people's names were changed and made major significance. There's no name is something that's a well known, that a name is part of a person's essence. It's not only a simon, as they understand it in the Western world. It's not just a simon, such a but it's part of its identity, it's part of the etzem of the person's identity. Place is also part of the identity of a person. It's part of the essence of a person. Every person exists in a particular situation. Nothing is for chance. And nothing is thrown together that could have been a different way. True, when I go on the simple approach. I'm going to a shoe store and my feet need coverings, so it could be just because of any room that I walked into this shoe store and I chose that particular pair of shoes. So the fact that I'm wearing this particular pair of shoes is not necessarily significant. So that's not really called a mokin. It's a kli. Tzayach anan reshus nefetim some of the service. But when a person lives in a place, he becomes part of his identity. It becomes part of his reality. When you write again, you have to give the full identity of the Isha the Isha. You have to give the name of the city. If you misspell or you wrote the wrong city, possible get. Just like if you wrote the wrong name. So now brings it back. The place, a person's place. And it wasn't long ago. Not a short, maybe 30, 40, 50 years ago. That recently, most of the European Jews, people were known either by their father's name, if it was in a more local situation, or like in yeshivas where you had people coming together from many places, so everyone was given, the last name was the town where he comes from. Chaim Volozhiner. So it's only going. But it's not just that. It was everybody's title.
Everybody's all the Yerkes names are from the town of
But this is a part of a person's identity was the town, was the place that a person comes from. In Torah, there's a significance to the place. The place is part of the Meireches, of the reality of a person. The Rebbeinu gives each person the body that he needs for his life, the parents that he needs for his life, the riches, the poorness, all the situations of life. But there are some things that are secondary and some things that are etzem, what the reality of a person is. Just like every person understands that what type of body you were given. The person was going to be a gibor or cholosh. He's going to be healthy or have problems. He's going to be rich or poor. What type of rich and poor, all these things could be learned even in the physical sense or in the physical sense. He came a family that was going to give him this type of upbringing, that type of upbringing. These are all things that are going to be part of this. Then everybody realizes that although a person has capabilities of growing and changing, make major changes over his starting point, but a person's starting point in the past is part of his essence for always. Major mistake that people make sometimes when they've gone through very positive changes from the past, very positive developments from the past, so they want to cut a line and say the past doesn't exist. In rare circumstances is that advisable. Almost always, what you're doing is you're cutting off part of your reality. Anytime a person chops off a piece of his reality, not only is the part that he wants to chop off not going to be there, but even the significance of that part that you chopped off for what you're doing, you can't just chop off by your reality. Very often, I'll give you a different type of example. But without the examples, a person is a reality, and that person is made up of many significant nakudas that create his particular identity in his particular situation. More that a person is in total relationship, in real relationship to his reality, is his capabilities of coming to react with the original mind to do in this world. So the way a person goes off on a trip, sometimes it takes on very positive forms, but the maestro, he's running away from himself. If you're not yourself, then you can't be a division between the world. It's not possible. The same thing, this is true for past, this is true for so that a person's name change is a major thing that's not done so quickly. Same thing is true for place. A person wants to change his place. So it's a serious issue. You don't do that so quickly. making a move, right, pays seriously. Nowadays, in the world of high technology, so one of the advantages, so-called, and disadvantages is that many things that took on media significance and were simple realities because there wasn't any real choice have become broken down in a way that people don't even know for sure whether there is any such reality anymore. You can get on a bus, you can get on a plane, you can get on anything, you can get on the other side of the world. It used to be to go, what we do every day would be a trip that, you know, and you plan out for a few weeks, and it's got to be like for a reason. Everything is loose, everything is disconnected. Flying around here, flying around there, doesn't matter. The concrete connection to reality has been loosened in that direction. Right now, what we want to try to concentrate on is that Mishnah's talking about is the relationship to place. A person is considered a ben ir. This is enough to mean in all kinds of halachas. In Megillah, so that is, you have a ben yoimai, halachas of tzedakah, and halachas of minhagim, and all that. Pick out any insecta, open it up once, twice, or three times, and you'll find something about ben ir. It's a very common reality. Why? Because it is part of the essence of what a person is. Yeshotim. We're given each one a separate place to live in. Everybody has to live in their place in it, so. Well, Achdus, have everybody all together, mishmash, you know. That's not Achdus. Achdus is everybody in their right place, and as that, they turn into a whole. Just like as the units of the body. Right? So, Achdus will have the stomach in your head, and your head in your shoes. It's not going to work that good that way. If you want to have Achdus in the body, you have to keep your brain in your head, your stomach where it belongs, your feet on the ground, you know. There are certain basic issues of how you think it's got to be built. And things get a little out of hand, things are not where they should be. So everything is really very, very good stomach. Right? Excellent, no problem with it. So everything is that it took the place of the brain. And the result in what the Chazavos calls, also bitneim elahehen. You know what it is called food. Put the place to the brain, it's not a strong place. Same thing in the more macro sense, in the first of Kaisel sense. Every individual will be Kaisel's Kitikuna. And the person was in his proper place, that gave, Sushi says so, a whole different significance. Reva, Shmita, the Halachas. Need Reva Shvea Aleh. The Kedusha said so, the Halachas said so, you need to have Reva Shvea here. You gotta be, and each one in his proper place. But only then, Kli Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael is like the Neshama to a group. The Neshama is one piece. Well, up into Chalokim. That's because the Neshama itself is totally wrong. Kli Yisrael, Klapi, the Oretz is considered a Neshama, but we also have a group. So, we, as being the Neshama of Eretz Yisrael, are the Moshe of Neshama inside of the group. Once the Neshama is already inside of the group, so the Neshama outside of the group, it sees, all of it sees, and all of it hears, and all of it walks, and all of it talks. But inside of the group, the Neshama that relates to Peh talks. The Neshama that relates to feet walks. And therefore a person can only walk with his feet and can't talk with his feet. Even though the Neshama that is in his feet, if it wouldn't be in his feet, it would be outside, it could talk. Neshama does not, but inside, it has its place. Each thing has its place and it gives it identity. It gives it tachlis, it gives it tafkid, it gives it purpose, it gives it reality. The significance of mokhan in a person's makeup, a person's tafkid, a person's capability of coming to that the eventual creator is for, is still existent today, even though we are all in general under the Gzeiros goals. And what the Xerah of Golis means is that you're torn away from your Yom Kippur. You can be rich as Rockefeller, but if you live in New York, right, you're in Golis. Because if you're a Jew in New York, it's still interesting. But Jews don't even work. The worst part of it is that in the Chodosh and Amokai, to exist totally uprooted, unconnected, unrelated to Mokai, just like a person can't live outside of the realm of time. So, time above time. There are people like that. They can't function. Time and them can't function, you can't deal with them. You have to put them in some ivory castle somewhere and try to make sure they don't get anybody else into trouble. But they have to get it. Like, you can't deal with them. So to a person that doesn't have the capability of relating to Mokka, is not an unfunctional person. It's a person that has no basis. A person that is missing his reality. Even when we're in those, it's one of the dangers of Golis. There's a two-edged sword. Number one is that we're not in a real place. Number two is that we develop a new real place. Now, yeah, the east side. I mean, Jewish town. Chinatown on the east side. Everybody knows that. New York. I mean, that's Jewish world. I mean, a lot. Pussy. It's real.
It's
sad. Using
a very, very prevalent illusion.
See, that's what I'm trying to tell you about. Although it's not a total illusion. It's a necessary reality.
Yeah, because you can't exist without.
It's crafted. But a person who is in his real place is the only marshal that we can give is that it says in Chazal that Yerushalayim Shlomo Melech knew the exact way that the Shefa, the Priya, the supporter that came through Yerushalayim, and there are veins, just like the person has veins. So the world has veins, has paths where the blood of the land goes through. And all of the land is for all the world is supported from that cell. And he knew where the veins were. So he was able to plant in Yerushalayim on the veins, that veins that go to Africa, so he plant African fruits and they would grow. Even though here in Israel is not the right place. New world, Eskimo fruit, I don't know if they grow in Eskimo,
I don't grow here, like other places, but this one is
killer. But this way, like, there are things that don't grow here. But if you find the right place,
because... It doesn't mean everything is shiny, if you find the right
place. Right. Yeah, mm-hmm. Works of shiny. That's all the emotional I'm trying to say is that, just like in the oil of Hatzimeach, right, that's how you can't fool. Now they're trying to fool that too, but the Etzem, every plant has its place, and there will function and flourish. And if you don't want to have it, you want to take it to a different country, then you're going to have to put out some type of artificial respiration. They call it a greenhouse, they call it a this, but you can't just naturally grow it. So now they've turned have ways they can take the whole field and turn it into a greenhouse. And sometimes right on the street, the main roads, and you can see whole fields covered in plastic. So they make big fields into greenhouses. It's the same general idea that you can overcome these limitations on the surface to a certain degree. Maybe that's why we're all so healthy, because we're eating things that were created in these very plastic forms. And probably has a lot to do with it. Things that grow naturally, things that grow in the right place, they flourish properly, they grow properly, and they'll be plants. Okay. So nowadays you can make tropical fruits grow in non-tropical areas. So the big smart people, right, will grow, you can sell it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if it makes you healthy. It's very possible, that's why it doesn't quite work. There used to be seasons. There still are seasons, they haven't overcome everything. It's still very hard to get to tzedeh in the wrong season. But if you want to spend enough money, you're going to get whatever you want. Because they're doing major advancement. It's called advancement. Vada that the Baruchim created the world with a certain level of flexibility in it that allows for a person to stretch out of the realms of such strict definitions. If a person would recognize how, to what degree, the mukkim that is his as part of his existence, it would be physical. You would see, it would be tied down to the ground with some type of umbilical cord. And you see that I'm in rooted here. People speak about it, but it's a shuster. Chayn mokam al yeshuel. Chayn mokam al yeshuel. How does it work? A three chayn like that, they all work the same way. One? Chayn mokam al yeshuel. Chazal. Three chayn. Chayn mokam al yeshuel. Chayn ish al bayla. And chayn, what's the one? Ish al bayla, mokam al yeshuel. Chayn. The idea is as follows. There are things that are objective values, and there are things that are subjective values. So let's qualify that. Subjective values in English terms usually mean baloney. Right? It means something that has no basis, no reality to it. It's just, that's what you imagine. You like green, I like blue. Right? So is there anything better about green because I like green? Anything better about blue because I like blue? You like blue, I like blue. I do like that, by the way, not to blame them. But there are values that we would call subjective that are real. So they relate to the essence of the individual and something that is fitting. Not because of some objective value that it's good for anybody, but because it is part of your essence. It is something that directly to you directly. So it has a special value, it has a special relationship. Chen Yishal Baila is that story. Chen Eretz Al Yishreel. A place, a person that belongs in the place, a person that has proper enrootment into a place, will be very positive about this place, regardless of very extreme objective difficulties that there may be on the surface. And Yeshua Barah is not, it's not limited by any of the objective difficulties that may be. It doesn't mean you don't suffer, you can suffer the problems, you can suffer. But Yeshua Barah, why? I'm in the right place. The person in the right place is a wife. He can function, he can flourish. His koich is a jason, a koich is a pearl, he's on, it's part of his essence. Brothers. Because it's taking apart a person to pieces. He's entering a world, a realm of existence on artificial respiration. And now he has to attach himself and nourish his existence from foreign soil. And foreign soil just, you can do it, you can live. You can do it, you can even flourish. A lot of interesting things can happen. You can relate, you can identify, you can get confused in what your identity is. Am I a Jew first, an American first? American Jew, Jewish American. You can get confused. So much of us can get in chance. But, I had this expression, one of the baruchas of the chola said, so only functions for Christ. Nobody else, Christ can exist in the rest of the world. Christ being the claw of the world, so we have some relationship to every part of the world. So wherever you throw us, we become balabat, and why? Because we are. Wherever you throw us. But that's only relative that. But nobody, no other, there are a lot of people who were in that cell. Nobody ever had any miuchas in nefesh. Snishki Gandhi, Ole, Shmomo. Klai Samar here, it's puts up a big sign out for lunch. And so, the test doesn't function. It's a low lech. Mashit lota says a low lech. He didn't come back, It's a valid question. It's a question that is discussed. And I think we'll just separate that because I have to understand what can happen. Well, there's too many things that you have to go into to answer that. But it's a valid question. How did that work? It did work.
Kanan was in the loop for a long time.
Yeah, and it so flourished. Whatever. This only happened once Kanan saw took over. Right. So what was that existing? What cloud was that business? What was Knab in there? Everybody did they take over the king's chair? I mean, what kind of and actually, how do you even call it as Knab? Gnu, apparently. So it was a mistake, a historical mistake. It's a valid question. Okay. The existence, the physical existence, the outlook of a person, just like each person recognizes, should recognize. Everybody is given a particular set of koichos, situation, that will give him his particular form of panasa, his form of activity, that would be fitting for him, and that would be mitzliyeh. Most people have a breath of koiches that allows them to mistake, for mistakes. And very often, people choose generally up from where they're really, what's called up from what they're really supposed to be. So there's a call, there's some rule like that. People advance to the place of incompetence. Keep moving up until you're incompetent. It's not that. So you're very big being incompetent. It's a very, very efficient system. It seems that it works that way. If a person is not out to find himself, but is out to succeed in outward terms, he will always go after something that's not very good. And he can't be highly successful. It just can't possibly work. But a person could be an excellent goldsmith, but he must be a lawyer. Because a goldsmith, a lawyer. A lawyer. So he'll be a mediocre kaha lawyer. Or go to failure, it depends. He's not going to be a successful. Okay. Every person's identity, success, both in Gashmis, but through the Gashmis to Rufnis, that he can put together his physical, his derech eretz, and his avodah of Olam Haba, his avodah of coming to Olam Haba, that requires him to be in his right position. Requires him to be part of his own mitzvahs. Same thing as a person generally, hopefully. Nowadays, I can't assume anything. But hopefully most people realize, right? At least as far as the other guy is concerned, they realize that he should be out doing what his kleichas are. He should be out according to reality. the same thing is true for Mokai. But Mokai, especially after the Gezeirah of Golus, is a little more gray. It's not so clear. Not so hard, it's not so easy to identify when a person's in his place. It's not so easy to identify when it's time to make a move and it's not time to make a move. It's not so easy to identify when a person has to accept the Golus Mokum formula and enroute himself in his new surroundings, and when not. And there can be mistakes made in either way. There are many people, this is a insight I heard from a very old man, European, but he says that the main, his Vadai, Kleiser brought a lot of baggage. Those who came over from Europe to America, that's all there. They brought baggage. And that baggage is part of the responsibility of the old generation passing on to the new generation. But those who got confused between that and not wanting to have a relationship to the new Mokum that they were in, and they remained in Poland, probably in Reverend Lithuania, okay, in New York. That's what she doesn't want. But all that, you have to take, yeah, there's a big Yerusha Kleisa has from Europe. Okay? We don't live in Lithuania anymore, it's gone. It's over. It's closed like that. Part of history is finished. It's never going to come back. It's gone. Good on. Finished. And now there's a tkufa that people were thrown into all kinds of funny countries and towns. And there's sometimes a responsibility to root that, build it up. Those people didn't want it to root, so they couldn't build the schools and build the yeshivas and build Golden Gate. I mean, we're in a small town in the USA. This is not Russia. I'm not going to be here. So I just live in a nostalgia, living the old world. Can't advance that one. So there's a purpose for that too, museums, you know, everything. There are so many tachlesim in the world. But the advancement, you take the Gedolim that brought the real Yerushas of them, right, and then implanted themselves into the new Mokum. They built, they created, they're here to stay. And tell Achiyo and Mashiach, Achiyo and Asman, that they have to move on to the next stanza. They're here to stay because right now this is the Mokum B'dievet, Vavai B'dievet, but I have to entrench in this B'dievet situation. Tremendous Yisod in life. In terms of mocking, this is awesome. Tremendous Yisod in life. So if anybody, if you want to know how to go through life, it's just like this. Something brings you a chatchila. Something that's not much peripheral. Chatchila for you, and he says, don't take it. It's a forgery. There's something wrong. There are no chatchilas in this world. Maybe when Mashiach comes, man, but as long as God is here, somebody brings you something bidiyuk perfect for you, don't take it. It's forgery. There's something wrong with that.
You found yourself
wrong. One sec. So what are we going to do? So we're going to go through life bidiyuk. If you can mention. Go through life bidiyuk. So it's quite high quality of God. Whatever comes your way, if it's a bidiyuk, that you find that it's b'kaychecho, to turn into a chatchila, that's what's meant for you. And it's a b'dievi, that you can't relate to it. You can't turn it into a chatchila, then go right. That is exactly. But a chatchila, or b'dievi, or b'dievi, that you turn into a chatchila, a person has to have a mock. Every part, yeah. Changes. Mokum changes are serious issues. That's not, that's when you switch a house, when you switch a community, when you switch a place. There are many people who, especially American girls, who've done this to us, but don't really relate to Mokum. Emokim is just a hichud to himself. So you don't get involved in the community. I'm not even here because it was convenient because the price of the building. So I moved here. I get involved, build up a shul. So what do you find? Find shuls in the basement. One of the reasons for that is the community structure is missing. In Europe, there was still community structure. I want to say that it killed the client, so with community structure. It doesn't exist at all. Come on. Yeah. Little pieces here and there. There's a tzibur. I saw signs every yochid that there were 500 yechidim that found themselves going together in one place. So you have to daven. So you find the yechidim how to daven. We have to go. I mean, the kids have to go somewhere. So you create a school, right? But it's all because you need to be there. The kids have to have a place to go. So you create a school. But people went out to build the places to create all of the structure. Tzibur, community.
Then you're against shuls and basements.
I'm against. Take out Mishnah, take out Shkolach. Let's find out that it's not.
You say you should be talking about a tzibur to build up a proper shul and union.
Well, for the problem is the first has to be a tzibur. I don't know what the symptom is.
What?
Yeah, rather. Vada, you have 10 Jews that don't know each other, get together at the Kosovo and Mishdibos. You can say Kaddish. There's no question about it. That's not the real understanding of what the Tzibor means. The real Tzibor means that there's a body of people that are joined together in a Tzibor, and part of their function as a Tzibor is that they daven as a unit. Okay. Yeah. It's funny ideas, I know. I'm very good. I'm going to say wine. It's old fashioned. The things don't exist. So you have a bonnet either, the same reason. There's no bonnet. Because what's it all? What was the head of the community? You don't have to be on my head. A bunch of yechidim. You found 10 yechidim in the same room, you say Shis Meruch and Sarah, and you say Kaddish. You can do worse. That's not the real thing. It's not. It's Mishnos. I love that. I love that. The yeshivas had a special form of tzibur. They were together as a community. It's just that they're still such spread out over the whole world, you have the Osmeiach community and the Mir Yeshiva community. There is a combining force. There is an Indian of Tzibur there.
You see, any Yeshiva there is an Indian of
Tzibur. There was some. That was Pidya, but there was also Pidya. It's not what the real... There's no Golos. There's another aspect of Golos.
Mokum.
Those that have common parents are called Kachi. Those have proper common mokum are called Shechin. So true, blood is stronger. Achim is a deeper relationship of essence. But Shechin is a sugi called Shechin. It's not just a Niske Shechin. That's not the whole sugi. Niske Shechin. There's a Metzius called Shechin. Shechin is part of a person's makeup. A person who chopped himself off from this community, I mean, so he doesn't really relate to his mokum. Right? I'm only here per chance. Right? My per chance could be 40 years, but I'm just here because I happen to be here, and he just didn't have to be there. I'm like he knows, so he's still there, still here, and finished. Well, I'm not saying anything particular. There's no relationship to anything that may be going wrong if anybody has it. Shechin is a relationship in the series of mokum. A person is safe, healthy, functional, is in the realm of the reality that the Bnei Shalom meant him to be when he's in the Malkut. There is a possibility, a person generally can't walk out of his group. That part of him has got to, generally that goes with you from birth to grave. That's more or less the story. Maybe there are some exceptions, but generally, that's the way it is. The time frame that a person is given. If you were born into a certain generation, basically that's it. You can't choose another generation. You like this or time, parents, situation. Most of the what makes up a person is a given that's not changing. Not permanently, not temporarily. This is it, and this is what you got, and that's generally the kochos nefesh that a person have. Basically, from here to here, you can go up, you can go down, but you are as such a type, from here to there. Sometimes you can move the whole door up or low. Be major changes in a person's life, but basically, that system are all systems that are set permanent and beyond our capabilities of functioning, of up here. Mokum is not that way. Mokum especially involves terms, but not only involves terms. Mokum is something that, although, as we've been trying to explain, it's as much a part of a person's reality as all the others, but on the other hand, it is much, as a aspect of it's much lesser so part of reality, because within the person's capability of being heard with the hill. Finally we got there, right? We go to the path, but not going yichidi. So it's the Vitera, so it's Bezeda. Amahalak Bederech Yichidi, we got that. Amahalak Bederech is the capability of a person to leave his mokum. The significance of a Hizuch Bederech is that he's left his mokum. Right now, our discussion is totally unrelated to why he did that. Totally unrelated, whether it was a good decision, bad decision, or indifferent decision. He's going on a Be'er Shal Mitzvah, so it has special halachas for Shteitzer. Because of the special Shat Yishmael, I have a Be'er Shal Mitzvah. But right now we're interested in understanding is the essence of what does it mean to be a Halach Be'er. A Halach Be'er is a person who has uprooted himself from reality. There is a Israeli. It's probably true for many countries, but don't know that much of it, but I've heard from people who've gone down that path. But what do you do in the general Israeli populace? How do you grow up? So you go to school, and then you go to the army, and then you go to the slots. Right. What do you do there? You go over there until when? So some people will get stuck in that Haruch Bederech, and that's still there are millions of people that are floating around, mostly youth, that it takes them, sometimes they have to grow up, but all of them, it's a, like a drug. It's a dream world. So it's an existence and an existence. Jews generally don't relate to that very well. Jews are made out of this existence, how do you see it? So after the trip part of it, it's like a drug trip, but you wake up one day and say, but where's the ground? What do you stand on? Is there any walls here anyway? Reality. Looking for identity, looking for essence. The shock treatment of realizing that a person can eat, sleep, do all the physical functions, and not be really alive. It's something that the Halach Bederech sometimes get taught in a way that if you were at home, you wouldn't hear. When you take this Halach Bederech, you take this trip off to the big, you're Thailand, really, right? And you find out that you thought it was a big thrill, right? That's right, you got past the thrill part of it. And you found out that there's something missing in essence, something missing in existence. And then you start adding up all of the values that you were given to work with. Pleasure seeking, for example. And you say, there's nothing missing in terms of pleasure seeking. And then you say, success. So here at the tent, success. But there is very possible that in the big wide world of possibility is more room for success. And the reason is moved through by zero country. Doesn't really have much room for maneuver. It's a big success. And then people come back. Although there's tremendous amounts of unyidden running around the world, many of them come back, and many of them become Bhagavad Gita. Why? Because the emptiness, the hollowness, the not included in anything, makes them realize that a person has an existence that goes beyond that you can see and test and attest to. And it's very, very real. It's very tangibly part of the essence of what makes a person alive, functional, and happy. Sumer b'chelkai is not a midatai, it's a mitzvah. A person can only be sumer b'chelkai and can never be with sumer in a different chelik, even if it's big in a head. You know what taught this to me in the strongest way? It was a black man named Joe. I once had the experience of working in a shlachthaus in Detroit. And there was a little fellow there, big black boy, named Joe. And he had a job that was so lowly that he had to be put into a different room because he just couldn't walk into that room. His job was cleaning out the kishkas, that was his job. So I assume, cool, that he has this job because he has to feed his kids or whatever, and this was the only thing he can get, and that he probably bemoans his terrible plight for 8 hours and up to here, and that's how one day I'm going to have a conversation with Joe. It took some doing because he had to meet him somewhere. But I made the proper arrangements and they had to open him up, you know, so you get to talk, you know, show that. Yeah, get him to the table and say, I'm also a chicken, but before, you know, I was able to get him talking. And I made tremendous lessons against the Chol. Not only did he not bemoan the situation, he was totally satisfied, fulfilled, thrilled, excited, and he was the best kishkis kliya on the side of his city. That's right. I told him that I have an in with the boss. They saw I had an in with the boss and hired the job. He said, like, you know, I see you do a good job. He said, maybe I'll get you, you know, up to, you know, something like a Skinner or something like that. Yeah. No. Don't do that. This is my place. I like it. I know it. The best one in it. Now, this is my work. He was happy. He was a happy person. He was a fulfilled baby. There's no question, he was cut out of the job. The Puerto Rican was doing skinning, didn't want us even to speak to him. The understanding of going for that as a person, Samer Bechokai, means being in touch with your own reality. Right. So it's not just that, it is a mile and meter, but it's not bad, it's not a mile and meters. It's a matter of a person being in contact with his own reality. A person's own reality will always give himself. Right. Being, running after, right, dimly, which is free, it could be tremendously fulfilling for him. But if it's not you, whatever place on the totem pole it is, isn't going to give you anything. Mokai is more flexible. There is a person's job, for example, a part of identity, There is prior, a person can choose jobs, he can change jobs, there can be variances of his koichos, there can be different kufus in his life. But basically a person is predetermined by the koichos that he has, and it's a question to what degree does he want to look out and make the efforts necessary to create a situation fitting for his particular koichos. Generally, you have to take the rule that you're going to wait for somebody to do the work for you, it's not going to happen. You're waiting for who's the guy who's going to tap you on the shoulder and say, I have the job perfect for you, so we have to know the rule. There's nobody in the world who knows what's perfect for you. The only one who can make that decision, who has the responsibility to make the decision and the capability to make the decision, is the person himself. As the Rebbe explains, if a person has internal knowledge of himself that can guide him in his right plan. So basically, the reality is just a question of how much a person wants to come in contact with reality and how much he wants to use kina, taiva, and kovod to be meitzias olam ra'ilomai, to take him out of his own existence. Mokum is more flexible. Mokum is more flexible. There is l'chatchila. The tchila is where yishba'ala, that each person should be in itself, and all of its cells should be divided up, each person, into its special shavit. Everybody would be with their shavit and their tzibur together in their place, in their cell. That, right now, is an Ayin Vayim. That's right now, it's part of the Emunus in Gula. It's not part of reality, it's not available to us. All of us that are here in its cell today have a major advantage and a disadvantage. The major advantage is that we're in the right place. The major disadvantage is that Golus is the situation of Klaisel now. Being Golus in New York is a natural state. Being Golus in Yerushalayim is not. That's the disadvantage of having our goals within itself. It gives us added responsibilities, added difficulties. Much of the issurim that every person that's going through the process of finding his mokai in itself is part, is because we are, to a certain degree, going against reality. What are you doing here? Kleinsels and goals. Special situations, the Bereshon Vrachmah, Bechazos, preparing the way, whatever the understanding situation is, we're in the right place. Part of preparing, right? Vanguard, we're still in goals, but we're in the right place. Mashiach Khanam is going to come, he's not going to come to New York, he's going to come here. And then that's on the telex, yeah. Fax, you know. But being begolus in the mokum she'enu begolus is also a steer of reality. A person has to know that we all are hirch b'dech. In a way, even more in that soul, because we can confuse to not realize that we're hirch b'dech. Every situation has the b'di'evet responsibility and capabilities of mitzad echad, we have to entrench ourselves, make the most reality of mokum that we have. But then we have to know that we're Hayuk B'Dech. We're still Hayuk B'Dech. Hayuk B'Dech is Chidi. Hayuk B'Dech is a Mokum Sakona. Why is a Mokum Sakona? Pashut. A person is outside of his reality. Reality is safe. Non-reality is extremely dangerous. It's non-existence. Except there's total non-reality, which is total non-existence. And then there's many, many layers and variances of non-reality. To the degree that a person is in a non-real situation, to that degree he's going to be unhappy, he's going to be depressed, he's going to be unfunctioning, he's going to be unsuccessful. Half the person has to be. Those is meant not to be pleasant. It's meant to be. Badai, we have to accept the difficulties, the strains, the frustrations of being in a not totally real situation. There's this whole Medina and everything goes with it, and what they call the Matzav Bitchoni, right? It's a joke, it's ridiculous, and it's not so funny, but it's a non-real situation. But yes, Mokrim has that capability that you could be Hoylich B'derech. But there is such an existence called Hoylich B'derech. You have to know it's dangerous. It's new, and there are Keshbonis that would say that's the right thing to do. There are times when it's the right thing to do. But you have to know that it's a special situation, so it's dangerous. You're outside, you're lowering your contact to reality. You're disconnecting yourself on another level from reality. So you have to know, Gayut, is it Kedai, is it not Kedai, is it, you know, the Torah is going to be attained by the children. A trip for going from here to Bnei Brak, a trip for a person's life trip. So you're saying you say it's only on a micro or a macro. Now, who is Bnei is in a dangerous situation. We'll talk on the macro level because the Shia was going that way. Klai Yisrael is a Hayot B'derech. Golos is a Derech. Golos Mahalach. The Chinuch for Golos was the Yimei HaMidbo. But then we were given the Chinuch of a Hayot B'derech B'tzibo. The Gzeira of Golos, it's also in this expression, was that the father, it's not very impressive, now she brings over there, but like it was the Kibra. So when he throws across a Chas Hashem to a matzah, that everybody's a Yechidi. A Hilch B'day Yechidi is in this consequences. If you're disconnected from the reality of Mokom, if you still have connection to the essence, the Shoyesh, to Tzibur, then your Mokom will become bottled with the Tzibur. Mokom, you'll create the Mokom that is Tzibur. But if you throw Kikivra, that's what happened after the last war, we again thrown Kikivra. Europe, there were creation, there was community, there was Tzibur. We think now that millions of Yidins exist in New York, all Yechidim. Or most adult lady, right? Long are Yechidim. Down in some place called the school, but the school zone, but there's Yechidi. 1,000 Yechidim together is still Yechidi. It's not, hasn't gelled, it hasn't turned into a tzibur. Something maybe did, certainly maybe yes, and maybe it's not. But I heard that Yechidi is Pesach. There's only one Yitzhak. The only capability of existence is that you have to hold on to Netzach Chaim. Out of this respiration. You cannot live in this world while the Yechidi does have a world. You can't do it. But Klal Yisrael has their backpack. You can go over, you can go Yechidi. You can go over the whole world Yechidi. And we have a backpack. Right? You say it's not part of regular matter, so we call it a spaceship. Take down the real part of Mother Mahabha, take a piece of Gan Eden, and we take a guy who doesn't have the whole shiur erase. Not in Gia. I'm in Gan Eden now. That's a place. That's a place. Gan Eden. What about Gan? What do you think? The trees there? The Torah is Eitz HaChaim. How many branches does it have? It got nice flowers, a tree, and fruit. What about Eitz HaChaim? The Yisod of Eitz, the Yisod of Gan, the Yisod of is the entrenchment in Mokom. The connection to total reality and total essence. This is a musog, which the marshal that is given as an eitz, as a gan. A gan is a place of a tzibur of entrenched trees. That's what a gan is. A yechidi is a tree. A gan is a structured system of plants and trees and a place that makes a totality. An entrenchment in existence is a God. Kleisel has the capability of being maktik beit hachayim wherever we are. You can take a yid and throw him wherever you want. As long as he's holding on to beit hachayim, the hayot b'derech yechidi is dangerous and impossible. Doesn't say it's dangerous. It's a very serious situation. You better watch out. That's why the Mishnah's warning. But if he's not in front of the Yerubatol, if he's aware that this is a situation that doesn't allow for Batol, this allows only for constructive. Why Yerubatol? person who's in a matzah of traveling around Europe with a backpack, the essence of his existence is levato. You can make a life out of it. You can make a livelihood out of it also. So it's a style, it's a lifestyle. One. Because non-reality creates non-existence. Non-existence creates non-reality. It goes together. And much a person is disconnected, then he can't be creating anything. Because you can't... It becomes a sheet to be finally levato. I'm out to do nothing. Because I am nothing, I'm going nothing, I'm coming from nothing, and I'm doing nothing. Klai Yisrael can be in the same situation and break the cycle. And break the cycle. That's existence. Yeah. Watch it. It's like down at your mother. I'm really sure. Back there. Okay, I'm right at home. And you do the opposite of this, he's at home. Now he's at home, he's in charge. He's taking over the place, right? That's the shadow. Taylor is above Mokran, it's mad. Connects us up to a world of existence, just like this is the similarity within by Neir Belayla. The Tzadashov of the Mishnah is when a person is outside of the realm of the regular structures of life, so there's either down or up. You can't be stopped. Either you're going to take it in a way that you're exit stage right. You've left the world planet. You left the reality. You left the essence of reality. And then it's highly natural. It's a situation. You allowed yourself in a situation that's a non-functional world. It's not an emotion. It's highly natural. Sincere. Just like if a person speeds, some Skype the Nasha. Why do you get killed? Or is Mechala Shabbos? No, it wasn't Mechala Shabbos, you speed. Some Skype the Nasha. You put yourself into an overly dangerous situation, but person go through a red light, you can get killed. Why? Because you went through a red light. Not because the English going through a red light is getting killed. The Mitzvahs are going through a red light getting killed, and that's what you did, so that's what happened. So maybe you can get saved, maybe not. Oh, that question. Maybe not. It's not always easy. Spell the same. Okay, so maybe people are more aware of what it means to put a hand in fire. Right? Because when we were kids, we tried it, and we went the hard way. You only get one chance. Same thing for everything else. You say, how he was the death. This is in the micro, the macro, and any oifen that you understand the idea of mokal and ghost. He was the death. So on the one hand, you have to hear the reality. And the reality is Mishagunash. The Klai Yisrael has a super reality. We have a source of reality that overcomes all these problems. The person connects himself up to Olam Haba, connects himself up to the Eitz HaChaim. The Torah was given in a no place at no time. That we count 49 days, but they don't count. Right? It's not a time. It's beyond time. Right? And Midbar. Midbar is not a place. Midbar is a zero place. One of these series of Midbar, every other place...
You don't count time in yourself?
Yeah. It's, yeah. One of these series of Midbar is that because of the... There's no rice, there's no ground, there's nothing growing. But... Because even the place itself doesn't stay the same. You can't come back and see the same place because the winds, the dunes will change. It's a different place. It's where now the place will change. But the place itself has no existence. Torah was given the Midbar, the Yom HaMishnah. It was beyond Mokam, beyond Zman. And it's Yerid Noyim Elyon. The truth of it, they should be in the Shemaim, but I'm telling the truth. However, whatever about Tachas, you went to Shemaim, you brought us down to you. Torah is a chiluk of Olam Haba, it's the essence of Olam Haba, and it was given to Klai Yisrael in this world. It's our backpack. Whatever chiluk derech a person is, la'an shezeh yelech ito. If he takes his dav yin with him, he can overcome it. He can build, he can flourish, he can grow. If he's connected to Eitz HaChaim, we'll call him. don't exist. If he's both Hilech Bederech and the Father Libel of Torah, he falls into the resultant of the reality of non-reality on its own. It's Chayim Hashem. It's a Mitzvah. He's left here, he's disconnected. We have the double problem that we are still the ghosts. So we're still Mahal Kedech. But we're Mahal Kedech Bahamokai. This is Hamokai. So you've got Bahamokai. The Mokai itself is itself. We're here as our guests. We didn't really quite get as a Rechut yet. As a Rechut. No, citizenship papers exactly, you know. But we're the ones who are going to get it. And we're the place that we're going to belong. So we have big advantages from it too. There are big miles in it also. But sometimes there's some friction here and there. Things don't go so. So it's also possible. You have to know that we're dealing with that. We're overcoming a reality that doesn't fit with the Olam HaTeva. The Teva Ruchni of this world. So what are we doing here? It doesn't make any sense. It's that we're here, we're functioning, we're in the world. Yeah, look what it's all. It's crazy.
The world is also crazy, because there is no, if you think there is real, no Tzibah today, so there is now good that you can use them.
Everything is you have that aspect. There is that aspect. You have to know under that connection, under reality. The Kabbalah is saying the thing of the Mishnah is clear. It's something that is very, very broad. Very, very broad. Very negia on every major decision a person makes. And if you can realize sometimes the things that you think you make on basis of secondary bonus. Sometimes it's very serious considerations to be taken on because the significance of such decisions can be beyond anything. And the yisoid, how yisoid this is, that a person has to be, in order to be successful, in order to be successful in Torah terms, has to be a shemeich b'chal koi. He has to find his chelik. And when he finds his chelik, he will be shemeich. As long as he's being ready to stay a chelik. So I'm sure. When a person's been mekayim, when it's b'chal koi, so he can be shemeich b'chal koi, so I have a leiv to him. But if you're going in the wrong, you're not going, you're not in your place. You're not doing your thing. You're not doing what you are made for. You're not out for the essence of reality. Not connecting to your own reality, internal reality. Then your capabilities of attaining that they were given for are very, very high dimension. But even when a person sometimes is under exile, under a situation, where he's uprooted, where he's loose, where he doesn't have any of the advantages of a regular situation. So he's a Mahapadesh Vachidi, and he's near Belaila. Oh, what a Laila. Everything together. He's Mahapadesh Vachidi, near Belaila, all together. Chalabuba, all together. Right? He's Chayim Nafshon, he can still succeed. If he's Mechab himself, it's a Chayim. If he takes his backpack with him, he takes his air bottles with him, then he can exist in the Chalal. That's the reason why the Bereshit gave in our generation astronauts. All the generations didn't need astronauts. All the generation needs astronauts. Why? Right? We have to know that man can exist in the Chalal. You have to be able to take along a spaceship. You have to bring it on. You can exist. You can walk on the moon. You can be a moon. You can walk on the moon. So walk on the moon. No problem. Walk in space. Walk in space. Yeah, that means nothing, right? You're not connected to anything. You have your backpack. You're the same. It's...